Well, that's a short little sermon, so let's get on to what you're interested in. And like I say, you can go all over the lot, so I don't know exactly how we're going to handle this, but let's start with a hand here someplace or other. Where do we go for the first one? Yeah, right here.
Your thoughts about Japan.
My thoughts about Japan? I'm not a macro guy. Now, I say to myself, but Berkshire Hathaway can borrow money for 10 years at 1%. And I say to myself, gee, I took Graham's class 45 years ago, and I've been working hard at this thing all my life. Maybe I can earn more than 1%. You know? I really work hard at it. 1% annually. It doesn't seem impossible, does it? So I wouldn't want to get involved in currency risk, so I'd have to do it in something that was yen-denominated. So I have to be in Japanese real estate or a Japanese business or something of the sort and be... And all I have to do is beat 1%, and that's all the money's going to cost me, and I can get it for 10 years. So far, I haven't found anything. It's kind of interesting. The Japanese companies earn very low returns on equity, and they have a bunch of businesses that earn 4, 5, 6% on equity, and it's very hard to earn a lot as an investor when the business you're in doesn't earn very much money. Now, some people do it. In fact, I've got a friend, Walter Schloss, who worked with Graham at the same time I did, and it was the first way I went at stocks, to buy stocks selling way below working capital, very cheap quantitative stocks. I call it the cigar butt approach to investing, is that you walk down the street and you look around for a cigar butt someplace, and you finally you see one, and it's soggy and kind of repulsive, but there's one puff left in it. So you pick it up, and the puff is free. I mean, it's a cigar butt stock. I mean, you get one free puff out of it, and then you throw it away, and you walk down the street and try another one. I mean, it's not elegant, but it works. You know, if you're looking for a free puff, it works. Those are low-return businesses.